Welcome to the Jimmy Eats Cars Automotive Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about car stuff that you might not have heard of, that you might have missed during your week. You're joined by your host, Jimmy James Hilton. If you're coming back, welcome back to the show. And we got a lot on the plate for this week. We got stolen cars, as always. We got Porsche GT3s flying off cliffs. And we got cars being banned from car meets. So, welcome. This is a very special episode. You're joined in my garage. Yeah, I'm shooting this at a weirder time than usual because of some scheduling stuff involving the secret show with the two cars. I had to go up to Thunderhill Raceway. That was sick. Thunderhill was super cool. That was the first time I've been to that track. Really fun. I've got the track bug again. I feel like every time I get on a track and I get to push it a little bit, I'm like, I got to get a track car. I gotta get one. Anyway, I have the room actually now that I have this three car garage, and I have a side yard as well that I can put, I think, at least two cars in. So I gotta build out this garage. This is a whole project. This is the only car I have in here right now, is my 1990 Nissan Silvia. The rest of this is all boxes. I'm filling this out as I go. You've caught me in the middle of moving. I'm still moving into this place. So but yeah, it was fun. We got back last night from Thunder Hill. Really fun trip. I'm excited for you guys to see the secret project with the two cars. It'll be really fun. You guys are getting a Lore Garage episode this week as well. It came out on Tuesday, I believe. So if you haven't seen it yet, go watch it now. It's about Cannonball. We talked to Ed Bullion and Alex Roy, who are both record holders of a Cannonball record, which is pretty cool. And actually, over the week, a Cannonball record was broken. However, it was not the Cannonball route that we all know, the New York Red Ball Garage to the Portofino Inn in Redondo Beach. This one was coast to coast, so this was the shortest amount. So it's from Jacksonville, Florida, all the way to San Diego, and this guy did it in a Cadillac CTSV with a 55-gallon fuel tank in the back. 22 hours and 38 minutes. Yeah, 22 hours and 38 minutes. That is crazy, man. That's less than a day. I gotta wonder how you eat on that. Because when we drove down from Thunderhill, we stopped for like 2 hours to get in and out. You gotta just pack sandwiches. What sandwiches are you packing on a Cannonball trip? I would like to know. You don't want to pack like anything too crazy. Like, I feel like the safe option would just be like ham cheese sandwich, right? That's a safe option. But maybe you're like, oh, I want a ham egg and cheese sandwich, and the egg, you know, it might get a little stinky, and you got a co-pilot, so you got to know this stuff. When we were driving down from Thunderhill, that's a 7-hour drive, and there was some stinking in that car. All right, it's a road trip. It's like there were four boys in a car. There's going to be some stinking. Anyway, pretty crazy that Cannonball record was broken. 22 hours. Pretty impressive. I would love to know if the true Cannonball record can be broken, which is the 26-hour one that was set during COVID. I think that's unbeatable at this point. I mean, COVID traffic was insane. I remember when all the freeways were open and you could just like go anywhere you wanted in LA in 20 minutes. Now we're back to hour long traffic jams. So I don't know if we can ever beat that 26-hour mark for the actual Cannonball run. It would be really, really impressive. I'm going to keep my ear to the floor, and if I hear anything, I'll let you guys know. We talked to Ed Bullion, I mentioned in the episode, and Alex Roy. It was really cool. They gave us some really cool insights. Really cool guys. I really want to talk to Ed in person. We just did a video call, but I got to talk to Ed again because we got stuff in common that we have to talk about. Secrets. I know. I hold too many secrets. I'm the game master. honestly, that Cannonball story is a great appetizer to get into our main course. So let's get into it. Huge story out of Omaha, Nebraska this week. I don't know if you guys saw, but there was a car show that banned VQ-powered cars from attending, and I thought this was kind of insane. This was wild. I saw the post. I'll read it to you guys if anyone didn't see it. This is really funny. This is how the post starts, that they announce no more VQ-powered cars. happy Sunday to our Supercar Saturday guests. First, we want to say how excited we are to welcome everyone to our first show on May 9th at 9 a.m. We've made several updates to improve the experience for all attendees, including additional parking for both guests and show vehicles. Please take a moment to review the parking map ahead of time so you know exactly where to park upon arrival. We also want to share an important update regarding safety and quality control. After careful discussion as a group, we have made the difficult decision to officially prohibit all VQ-powered platform vehicles from attending Supercar Saturday. For clarification, this includes 350Zs, 370Zs, G25s, G35s, G37s, Q40s, Q50s, and Q60s. This was not an easy decision. However, due to the number of complaints and incidents that have occurred at previous shows, we believe this step is necessary to help maintain a safe and enjoyable environment for everyone. That is crazy. Do you guys think that this should happen more? I don't know. I mean, I get it. I feel like if you go to any car meet, it's the VQ guys who are always being rowdy. That's like literally the reason people are like, you hear like a rev bomb and you look over and you're like, ah, it's some guy in an Infiniti. A while back, they actually had a problem with a 350Z running into a crowd. I did like a burnout drift and went right into a crowd. So I get it. These are the kind of cars that are causing these problems. And it sucks because I know there are people in these communities who are like, they enjoy these cars. They like driving them. They're not morons who are rev bombing and doing burnouts and donuts at a car meet. There's a time and place for that stuff in a back lot that no one cares about, or on a racetrack, or on private property that your friend said you could like do burnouts on, not in a parking lot with a bunch of other cars that people are trying to enjoy. I think this is like kind of a bummer because there are probably people who have now felt alienated because of this. And honestly, though, if I was a VQ member, if I owned a VQ powered car in this area, though, I feel like just this is my mind. If I'm a VQ owner and I see this flyer go out and they say, oh, we have banned your car from this event, I feel like they're just going to show up in droves. They're going to show up and they're going to want to cause a ruckus even more. I don't know if that's the way to go about it. I feel like the way to go about it is to ban certain individuals. But I think they were looking to place blame on someone because of these incidents. And apparently officials were trying to shut down this show because of loud exhausts and people doing burnouts. And the VQ people, they just had to take the blame, which kind of sucks. I also feel like maybe it's not VQ people. I think VQs are part of the problem, but I also think more newer BMWs are part of the problem as well. I'm talking F80s, G80s. I feel like BMWs of those generations just don't sound good. And like, I feel like I've seen a lot of clips of people leaving car shows in like a G80 M3 and they have their traction control off, which is part of our next story, actually. And they just swerve right into a crowd, or they do a burnout, and it's super. I don't like the sound of the G80 M3. This might be a bad take, but I don't like the sound of those cars. It's just not a pleasant sound. I think the last best-sounding M3 was the E92 with the V8. That is a really good-sounding car. But I don't think the F80 or the G80 M3s sound good, and I feel like I see just as many of those that are straight piped at car meets being rowdy and just being a nuisance. So I don't think the VQ guys need all the heat on this. I think it sucks. The blame needs to be put on the people who have come to the meet, keep coming to the meet. If he keeps doing burnouts, get that guy. Don't get the whole community, because there's people in the community who are probably pretty cool. Speaking of, I actually don't know if we've announced this yet, but I'm going to announce it anyway. And if not, they're going to cut it. But support for this episode of Jimmy Eats Cars comes from Square, the system that fixes one of the biggest headaches in running a business. Starting a business is exciting. Running it, though, is where things get complicated. You're still juggling payments, inventory, staff, scheduling, online orders, reports, and somehow you are still supposed to serve customers. Square brings all of that into one place. Whether you're selling wheels, detailing cars, or running a garage, Square helps you run your business without running yourself into the ground. And right now, listeners can get up to $200 off Square hardware when you sign up at square.com/go/JEC. That's square.com/go/JEC. So visit Square to get started because the right tools make all the difference. I trust Square a lot. The local coffee shop that I go to down the street uses it, and I trust it. It makes things seamless, easy. I'm in and out of there in usually 2 minutes and on the road, on the way to Donut, so I can go work on cars and enjoy my coffee. And I know that my credit card information is safe. So if you're starting a business or running one that deserves better tools, Square helps you sell, manage, and grow without slowing down. So right now, you can get up to $200 off Square hardware at square.com/go/JEC. That's square.com/go/JEC. Run your business smarter with Square. Get started today. Now, back to eating cars. We're actually doing a V6 car meet at Bob's Big Boy on May 6th, and we're partnering with Nissan to have a V6-powered celebration day. So if you have a VQ-powered car or a VG-powered car in Los Angeles, come out to Bob's Big Boy, and we'll be there. I'm going to bring my Nissan Silvia. I don't have a Nissan V6, but I do have this. This is a Nissan still, so I'm going to bring it out there. It'll be fun. You won't be kicked out of the meet unless you are doing burnouts and donuts and being really rowdy because there's like there's an apartment building right there. And those people don't want to hear VQs going off on a... I don't know what it's on. Is it on a Tuesday? I think it's on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. Come to the meet. Be respectful. Be kind. We can chat about your Nissan V6. It'll be sweet. I don't know if you guys saw this, but last week as well, there was a brand new, beautiful Porsche GT3 RS that flew off of a cliffside in Malibu over 100 feet into someone's backyard. It obviously rolled a few times. I'll look at the photos real quick. This is crazy, dude. You can see that the roof is caved in. That is a gnarly crash. The fact that there was two passengers in this car... I cannot believe these guys made it out because it looks like this car tumbled down that hill. And there were reports of these guys driving up and down this stretch of road a couple times. And I thought it was weird to go off at this part of the road because I've been up to this part of Malibu before on this exact road. And it's not really like a road where you could fly off unless you're going really fast. And also, this is kind of like a part of the road where you don't want to go too fast because there's like bicyclists and there's hikers in this area. This is like a kind of area where people go to, you know, park and go to on the... There's a hiking trail right there. So to be flying through this section is already pretty gnarly. Well, it turns out, though, after some automotive sleuthing, a lot of people have come to the conclusion that these guys had the traction control off in this car. A lot of people thought it was YouTuber Cam Casey who was driving this car, but it turns out it was actually these two guys who owned BMW M3 G80s and went right off this cliff, which is, I mean, you gotta know the limits. And I think like a car like that, a Porsche GT3 RS, it's high powered, it's a lot of car. I would not turn traction control off on that car on a public street. I would turn it off on a racetrack, but on a public street, that's pretty ballsy. Especially if you've been driving that road all day and you keep going back and forth and you're just heating up the tires, you're heating the brakes. That is just really dangerous. And I mean, if there was a car coming in this lane, I mean, that if there was like a whole family in that minivan, they would have been done, toast. There's a minivan right here. So I mean, dude, I think you just got to be careful with a car like that. And I hate that I sound like you kids can't, these damn kids, how dare they? But I mean, it's a high powered car, and I think people have to be respectful of the road, respectful of their surroundings, know that there is a time and place for this. Those roads too up in Malibu are a little dangerous too. If you go up to Angel's Crest in the LA area, Angel's Crest is a very smooth road. It's very well taken care of. The Malibu roads are way rougher, and I don't think they take that good of care of them. Wild. And I know the thing is too, the Snake just reopened. I talked about this actually in the pilot episode of the podcast that we never really like talked about, but the Snake reopened earlier this year. Or was it last year at this point? It was last year. I remember that road, that portion of the Malibu Mountain Roads, the Snake, and there was like so many inexperienced drivers who would drive up there and they would just like fly off and damage cars. There was this one time I remember very distinctly going up there where I was in my Mustang, and I went up there and I parked up at the top of the road and I was just hanging out, and these guys came through. Yeah, they were kids. We were all high school kids. This one kid had a brand new BMW M3 F80, like comp. It was really cool. And he was showing off about it. And then he went down the hill, and all of a sudden, I remember I was talking to someone and I just heard this, like the car revving, and then gunk. And we're like, what was that? And then we didn't hear anything. And then this guy in this like older Porsche showed up and was like, hey, the guy just flipped down at the bottom. And his friend who came with him like went and was like, oh no. And like ran to that Porsche, the old Porsche, and they drove down there. And I remember we all just started running down the hill. It was like 2 minutes of running down there. And yeah, this brand new BMW just flipped over on its roof. And the kid was standing on the roof posing for a photo. And I was like, bro, really? And then I came out to find that that actually wasn't his car, that it was his dad's car. And his dad had gotten it that week. I mean, yeah, the dad, from what I remember, the dad was not happy about his son flipping his brand new BMW M3. That's probably the worst feeling. But I mean, hey, his son was okay. Everyone was fine. But still, damn, yeah, that's, you just like, and that was like a comp, so that was like brand new at the time. You had to be put on a wait list to get that car. You had to wait months to get that thing. So to wait months, get it, and then within a week your son flips it, oof. Someone is gonna get grounded for like the rest of their life. Yeah, pretty gnarly. So yeah, those Malibu Hills, just go cruise them. You don't have to be a race car driver there, all right? Just go cruise, have fun. Don't be turning traction control off. Don't be trying to set, like, times. There's no, it's a road. It's a public road, dude. Just chill out. Go up there with your friends, hang out. If you want to go fast, go to a racetrack, all right? That is the proper thing to do. Racetracks are closing around the United States, and we need to support them, so go to a racetrack. Know your limits. Don't turn traction control off unless you're comfortable with it. That's all I have to say. At the end of the day, car did its job. It protected the people, even though what they were doing was really stupid. Speaking of Porsches, you guys remember last week we talked about the stolen 370Zs that are going around in LA. I have some more updates on that. We'll get to them. But there was a stolen Porsche in LA that the LAPD came across that was meticulously taken apart and left on the side of the road. And I'm talking meticulous, like engine removed, all the bolts, the whole interior pretty much, the whole front end of this car. Let's look at the pictures, actually. This was a 911 Cabriolet, and this thing is stripped. I mean, there is not much left on this car. The only thing that's left that I'm kind of surprised about is the dashboard. What's interesting about this, I would love to come across one of these cars in the early mornings hours. I would love to come across this, a car that has been completely a crime scene. I would love to come across this. I don't know why. I know that's kind of a weird like fantasy to have in my head, but I just think it'd be kind of interesting to see firsthand. Anyway, this car was just meticulous detailing. Right. I'm surprised it still has the dashboard in it, but this is nothing new. I've seen cars like this before, where it's like a Dodge Charger, Hellcat, or a Durango SRT that have just been stripped completely of parts. And I have two theories. I was talking to a friend about this. I have two theories. Theory A, which I think is probably the more safer bet. These cars, they're being parted out, and the parts are making their way to the black market. But I think that there's probably someone in the system who sees these cars getting taken, and they find the car, they take the car, they meticulously part it out. Because that's the thing about this. It was done. Nothing's cut. Nothing was like this could all be put back together, right? This is not like a hack job. So that's why I'm thinking, what's going on here? They're taking the car, they're parting it out. They are then waiting for it to go up on auction. And then once it's at auction, they are buying the car for little to nothing because it's just a shell with nothing in it. But they still have all the parts. So then they get the chassis and put it together. And then they have basically a free Porsche 911 Cabriolet. I mean, it's not free. It's still going to cost some money to like put it together. You might have to buy some more things, and you still have to pay for the auction for the shell. But it's a lot cheaper than going to a dealership and buying a car new. And you basically, on the title, you get the title, too. It'll say salvage or rebuilt, but you have the car, which I think is a little crazy of a reach, but I feel like I could see that happening, where they keep a track of where the shell's going and which auction it's going to go to. And they're like, okay, it's going to this auction. We're going to bid maximum. We're going to bid as much money on this because we have all the parts. We know we have all that stuff in our storage unit. I'd love to see if this is actually true or if it's just one of my crazy theories, a game theory. Or option C, it's just me getting the night munchies and I ate a whole car and left it on the side of the road and I completely forgot about it. If anyone sees me at 3 a.m. in the morning eating a whole car and I'm in like a state of mind that doesn't seem right, please take a photo of me. I need the proof. I've been waking up in bed with covered in oil and bolts and my wife doesn't know and I'm blacking out. Maybe that's what's going on. I'm the car werewolf eating man of Los Angeles.
Spring is a natural reset point, and if you've been putting off cleaning up the messier parts of your business, now's the time to start. Streamlining your communications is one of the quickest and easiest upgrades you can make. That's why today's episode is brought to you by Quo, spelled Q-U-O, the smarter way to run your business communications. Quo works wherever you are, right from an app on your phone or computer, and lets you keep your existing number. Add new numbers or teammates in minutes. Sync your CRM and rely on seamless routing and call flows as your business scales. Your entire team can handle calls and texts from one shared number. So no more missed messages or disconnected conversations. Everyone sees the full thread, making replies faster and customers feel genuinely cared for. Your entire team can handle calls and texts from one shared number. So no more missed messages or disconnected conversations. Everyone sees the full thread, making replies faster and customers feel genuinely cared for. So make this the season where no opportunity and no customer slips away. Try Quo for free plus 20% off your first 6 months when you go to quo.com/JEC. That's quo.com/JEC. Quo, no missed calls. No miss customers.
Okay, so yeah, last episode, we talked about the stolen 370Z. Goody's 370Z that was stolen. Update, and it pretty much was the day this video, the day the podcast came out, her car was recovered. It was found. That was the good news. The car was found. Bad news, a lot of the parts were missing. Front fenders, front bumper, I think. Her wheels, and her entire interior was covered in bleach. Not really good. However, silver lining, the photo of her grandpa was recovered, the Polaroid. However, scratched into the Polaroid, someone wrote, "I love you." Really creepy. Super creepy, dude. I think that's the creepiest part out of it. That's like super weird, man. I have a feeling that maybe this guy was like a stalker of hers or like an ex-boyfriend. I don't know. I don't like to think about that, but that's like pretty weird to do that. She has been deep diving on this on her Instagram page. She's been posting tons of proof that these guys are stealing cars. She's found like their Instagrams and their stories, and they're just like, dude, these guys are total goofer joker guys. They're just like doing Fortnite dances while they steal cars. She found like an audio recording of them being like, yeah, my homie took the fenders, the wheels, and some other stuff. And then like one dude was like, oh yeah, they remember the takeover group was like, nah, we're not a part of this. Well, this one guy who has that he's in this group on his Instagram bio was like saying, he's like, I'd love to see her come and try and get me. I have a good lawyer. Dude, you guys, I can't believe these guys are still getting away with this. That's wild. Ah, justice has not been served. We need justice. We need justice. The craziest part of this to me is the fact that, they're still running around. They're still stealing cars. They could be the one who's stealing that 911. I honestly wouldn't be surprised, too, if these guys stole Jerry's Corvette. Because I did see on her Instagram story, through her research, that they stole a Corvette. And I'm wondering maybe if they stole it. I mean, I don't know what would happen to it, because I feel like Jerry would have recovered it by now. I mean, maybe they sold that one out of the country or something. Also, these guys' Instagrams are all, like, weird as hell. They're, like, just numbers and letters, like, in no particular order. And that's, like, weird. That's, like, NPC bad guy behavior. That's, like, NPC. These guys were coded in a different way. Anyway, go check out Goody's profile so you can see an update on her story. I think it's really interesting. And it's like a firsthand account of basically what is going on in LA with stolen cars. And I really hope that justice is served to these guys who are sick, twisted individuals. Anyway, I'm hoping for updates soon. So check back in. I'm going to keep my ear to the floor, mouth to the ground, because I'm eating up cars. Yum, 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 yum. I'm all full from all these stories today. That was great. Thank you guys for joining me on this special episode of Jimmy Eats Cars in my garage. I hope you guys come back here soon, because I'm hopefully going to build this garage into a full studio space at one point, which will be pretty cool. So that's literally the next thing I'm going to start in this house. I'm just got to get all these boxes out of here somehow. I'm actually going to go look at a storage unit today so I can just... Because some of this stuff is like... I don't necessarily want to throw it out or give it away or sell it. I like all my stuff, so I don't want to get rid of it. Thank you guys for coming here and watching and listening to the Jimmy Eats Cars Automotive Podcast. Please make sure to subscribe where you listen to your podcast or watch your podcast. Go check out Talk Talk Nation with Joe. He's doing amazing stuff. Follow me on Instagram at russelljimmy.jp. And remember, cherish all the moments you make, because you never know when the sun is going to blow up. Bye.